So there was some correspondence between you and the chaplain of Harry's battalion.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, not with me. No, he didn't write. He didn't get in touch with me. The chaplain that was there when my husband was shot wrote to the vicar at our church, my church. And it was the vicar from my church that came that to tell me, as he thought, that I'd already knew. And he was disgusted, because he was asked to come and break the news to me, to tell me about him going, and that he was with him at the death. He said, I was with him when he was shot, and tell his wife, he was no coward. A finer soldier never lived. That was from the chaplain in France. Well, when the vicar came to me from the chapel, he was horrified. The church said, no. He said, to think they sent you that letter, he said. How awful to send you that letter, he said, to say what had happened. I said, well, I showed him the letter. Of course, I had it then. I hadn't parted with it then. It's only been a few weeks. So that's how it come about. And then he told me that, he said, about not being a coward. He said, when the firing squad came to do fire the shot, he refused to be blindfolded. He wouldn't be blindfolded. He refused it. He stood open-eyed, watched what went on. That's what he told me.